Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is 3 p.m. here in Chicago, Illinois. That means it's time for another live stream. Today is March 2nd, 2021. It's a Tuesday. That means it's Trivia Tuesday, and today's subject is going to be breakfast. I thought we'd go for it. I redid the questions a little bit, made them a little bit less just pure breakfast trivia and a little bit more running related. So I thought that'd be kind of fun for us. We've been talking about breakfast a lot, so I thought I would go with it. Before we get to that, I just want to say hi to everyone. How are you guys doing today? Hope you guys had a good run today. Today is another beautiful day in Chicago that is deceptively cold. It's very cold out. It's still like winter weather, which is really confusing because we had like 3 days of spring. Now we're back to like winter temps, but it is like cloudless skies, beautiful sunlight, but still really, really cold. And today I took the kids to the playground a little bit earlier. And I think I pulled something in my shoulder. I was just pushing my daughter on the swing, and I wanted to give her a real big push. And I did something, and now every time I move like to here, I feel it really hurts. Like it loses power. Like I did something to my shoulder. I have a playground injury pushing my daughter on the swing, and I like really hurt my. I was like, oh, do I need to warm up before I play with my children on the swing now? I think that's where I'm at. This is what happens. Turn 41, and then all of a sudden you gotta have a warm-up. You gotta have a full body 10-minute warm-up in addition to the 10-minute walk it takes to get there before you start playing with your kids on the swings at the playground. That's where I'm at. So other than that, things are going really, really great. Everyone who is listening on the podcast, welcome. Hopefully you guys are doing well and having a good run. And everyone watching this on YouTube after the fact but not live, welcome to you guys as well. Affluent Journeys wants to know, is this a flip belt on your head? No, it's just like a regular headband. It's kind of like a flip belt type of material. I mean, a flip belt is basically just like a sleeve of fabric. This is a sleeve of fabric too, but it's kind of like more like a, I was tired of borrowing all my daughter's headband things. So I thought I'd buy some ones like specifically for me. So I looked up like men running headbands on Amazon. And this is one of the ones that came out. It's mesh on the back. And then like a tech knit, not knit, but like a tech material on the top. And so, you know, when I had the hair up in like the bun, I get a lot of like the shorter hairs, like the baby hairs get like all wispy and stuff. And so like trying to keep everything in place, just testing it out. So I thought I'd test it out today. I have a black one too. And then another gray one, but lighter gray. And I got a whole bunch. I'm testing a whole bunch. So once it gets a little bit warmer again, I'm going to try running with them and see how they do. All right. Let's see. Who do we got here? We got David Sachs says, hello, all. Eric Fenske says, wore 3-inch shorts for the first time and chafed between the thighs. Prevention ideas? One of the things you can do is you can get like squirrel's nut butter. That's one of them. I have another one that I got when I was at a Fleet Feet one time. It looks like a deodorant stick. I forget the name brand of it. It comes in a gray, like it looks like a travel size deodorant stick. And it's like not a roll on. It's like a deodorant bar, but you just, you know, apply that to areas where you think you might have chafing. And, so that's something that you can do as well. So that's one. Martha says, I have a headband on too right now. Even a little extra warmth in the head makes my whole body warmer. I think it makes a huge difference, for sure, definitely. All right. Corey Allen said, what if that were a flip belt on Coast and he stashed gels in it? That's interesting, because who was I talking to? It was someone in the chat that said that on the, you know how sometimes there's hats with the zipper pockets inside? And I'm like, who uses those? They can't be useful. And someone was like, oh, I totally use those. I put a gel in there and my keys, and I was like, what? So, I mean, some people do that, some of the hats. John Ritchie says, hi, Kahuzi, watching in Dublin. Good vibes. Awesome. Welcome, John. Good to see you. Oh, Body Glide. That's the one that comes in this, like the gray, silver, like deodorant stick kind. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Elliott confirming or also concurring. Yeah. Andrew Kenyon says, hello all from Skoda, Michigan on the shores of Lake Huron. Whoa. I don't think I've ever seen Lake Huron before. No, I don't think I've seen that. I don't think I've seen Lake Huron. That's one I'd like to go visit. I've seen Superior, Michigan. And then, what lake is it when you're at the Niagara Falls? Is that Erie? That's not Huron, is it? I'm trying to think. My geography is terrible. Tiba says, I saw an ad yesterday for hair scrunchies with a zip pocket for keys and money. I mean, if you're going to, after a certain point, though, doesn't it get real heavy? You know? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one. The Hoss Dog said, the Hoka released their Mach 4 the past day to very little fanfare in the UK. The blue-yellow colorway was still sold out before I realized they were on sale. I think Andy got a pair, FOD Runner. He's pretty excited about it. He said his were like 9 ounces for his size. What is he wear, 13 and a half or something like that? So he was pretty excited. He said he got it really fast. So pretty cool. I'm excited to see what he thinks about it. I'm still kind of waiting. I don't know if they're going to send me one or not. I don't know if they forgot about me or they're just like, no, we saw his X2 video. We're not interested in sending him one now. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. But I don't know why. I'm like, people are loving it. Seth loves it. But I'm not super excited about it for some reason. I'm not sure. But it might be one of those things, like the Invincible. I was just like, well, whatever. That's going to be gimmicky. I'm not going to like that one. And then someone did send it to me, and I did like it. And now I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad someone sent this to me, because otherwise I wouldn't have looked at it at all. Lucas says, I like the headband. I'm going to look for one. I mean, yeah. You know, I have buffs. I have the neck gaiters. I've tried folding them over, like, into this kind of, like, dimension. But it always gets very, very tight. And it kind of gets very, it gets annoying. It gives me like a headache to wear it like that for a long time. But this is a little bit looser. So I'm kind of like liking it. I mean, like, it's like my underwear drawer is getting filled with stuff that's not underwear. It's got buffs in there. It's got these things in there now. My running gloves are in there. My running, like my under layer, like my base layer tights are in there. So it's like, there's not much underwear in there anymore. Yeah, Jeff Light says, people seem to be really excited about the Mach 4, talking about Shoe of the Year and whatnot. I know, so that makes me feel like, why am I not, what am I missing? Yeah, Brett Reed said, I find it hard to get excited about shoes that are not carbon plated or super, super light. I think maybe that's what it is, because I ran in the Rincons yesterday, and I'm like, I like the Rincon a lot. What is the Mach 4 going to give me that the Rincon isn't, you know? Now, the thing is, the Mach, it's been around for a while, version number 4 we're on now. It existed before the Carbon Rocket, before the Carbon X, before the Rocket X, before the Carbon X2, and it was their marathon racer. I mean, unless you were going to run in the, what was it, the Tracer, Pacer, something like that. They had a really low stack height shoe that a lot of people, I think, I want to say that, is that the one that Sage ran in? When he ran his Fast Boston. I don't know. So that was it. It was like that or the Mach. I mean, the Mach isn't that old. It's only on version 4. But it made more sense then when they didn't have any carbon in it. Now that they have carbon in a lot of their shoes, like I'm looking at that and I'm looking at the Carbon X2 and I'm like, it's just like a non-carbon X2. Is that what we're looking at? Is that how you explain it? I mean, the carbon for me in the Carbon X2, I feel it more than the X1, but it's still not like a super springy carbon shoe. So I'm like, how much less carbon feel? I mean, I guess I can go with zero carbon to make it less carbon feel, but I don't know. I'm a little bit like unconvinced right now on it, to be very frank. But like on the other hand, people are like, it's so good. And I see like, I think Lindsay Hines got a pair. She's been wearing hers around both in her gym and for running. So I'm like, I don't know. We send it out to a lot of people. A lot of people seem to like it, but I'm not sure. DD says, just got the Salomon Pulsars today. They look like a grandma shoe, but they feel great. Going to hit the trails with them in a couple hours. Very cool. You'll have to let us know how that goes. All right. And Carrie Smith says, the Mach 4 may kill the Clifton if the hype is real. I mean, I don't think they could do that. I mean, the Clifton is like one of their main shoes, right? Sorry, I just spilled noon all over myself. I don't know. Sometimes when I use this thing, it's my Nalgene, it's like sometimes like there's like liquid that gets somewhere in this and it just feels like there's a hole in it. And every time I drink out of it, it spills a little. Some days it happens. Some days it doesn't happen at all. Today's one of the days where it feels like there's a hole in it. It's like I got a drinking problem. But yeah, I don't know that it'll kill the Clifton, but I think what it could do is confer, it could push, like, you know, what I think I'm seeing a lot is a lot of shoes that are segmenting or like narrowing focus based on the success of other shoes. I think that's what's going on with the 1080, because the more this year seems to be better from what I've seen so far. And then, that makes the 1080 have like a different type of focus and it could specialize a little bit more. And so like, and I think that, you know, with New Balance, they've got like, they've got that, they've got the Beacon, there's the 880. So there's a lot to like things that they can like kind of slot it in between. And I think that if the Mach 4 is really popular this year, maybe it changes what the Clifton does, but I don't know. Are they, you know, I could see them as being like companion shoes, like siblings, but like I don't know that it would like completely change, like would it replace it? I'm not sure. Someone said, Corian said, is it me or is Kobe coming a samurai runner? Yeah, my wife, when I tried these on, I was asking her how it looks. She's like, I think it looks nice on you. She's like, but it does. And I was like, does it make me look like I work in a sushi shop? And she's like, yeah, kind of. And I was like, it's the mustache, I think. That, I mean, this too, but I think a lot of it's the mustache. So it looks like I'm a sushi chef. But that's okay. I mean, that's kind of the look I'm going for, I guess. But I mean, I'm the guy that I've been running. It's funny when I get stuff about like running in a neck gaiter or a mask, because I'm like, I've been running in a neck gaiter. I've been running like a ninja for like the last 3-4 years. So it's like, this is just like the logical conclusion of all that. So yeah, that's where I've been going. But the interesting thing is, it's always, because like, speaking of like the neck gaiters and the masks and stuff, like I can always tell when something has happened, usually in England, but whenever there's been some sort of like resurgence or a reappearance of like mask wearing, specifically as it intersects with running, because then like all my YouTube channels, like my YouTube channel and like my social media channel, Twitter and like Instagram, I'll start getting like grumpy comments from people like, why are you wearing a mask? You're outside. And it's like, I don't think you're really asking a question. It's more of a rhetorical device. You're telling me you're angry that you see someone on the internet running in a mask. So I understand that. So I try not to engage too much, but someone kind of asked a question and I wasn't sure if they were trying to pick a fight or not, but like looking into it deeper, I think Piers Morgan, I didn't know Piers Morgan was still even on TV, but I guess he isn't over in England. But I guess he was stirring the pot a little bit. And then a lot of people got grumpy about it on Twitter. Half my Twitter feed is UK run chat, it seems. And a lot of people are grumpy over there. Not in England. I think in England too, but in terms of my Twitter feed. So yeah, that's interesting. Pete G 1980 says, how's it going? Did my fastest 10K today in the Triumph 18. And I have to say, I'm loving this shoe. It's a good shoe. Congratulations. Let me get the cowbell out. Sorry, I'm slow on the draw on this one. But let's get a cowbell out for the fastest 10K. Good job, PG 1980. On the Triumph 18 10K PR. Nice work. Scroll down a little bit further. Steve following up. He told us a little while ago he's probably with his PEG 36 Trail Gore-Tex. He said he got an email. I think this is something you told us about earlier, right? I had an email from Gore-Tex. Oh, you got the real, my daughter got our real cowbell out. This is so much louder. Ooh. That's our cowbell. It's got a very nice handle, very loud bell, pink. So that's a good one. And we'll start, I think maybe I'll just leave that in the kit. We'll start using that from now on. He said, I got an email from Gore-Tex to say they're replacing my 11-month, 200-mile-old PEG 36 Trail GTX that started letting in water. Great customer service. That is great customer service. That's surprising. I think we've talked about this. Someone else was mentioning it too. It's surprising that Gore-Tex is the one that's going to be doing it, but that's great. Mr. West 39 says, no other live stream can you go from Piers Morgan to a cowbell in the same breath. Very funny. I have range. That's what I gotta say. Carrie Smith wants to know, did anyone get their hands on the Next Percent 2? I didn't. I don't know that I'm going to pick up a pair. It looks a little bit different. The material, I'm very intrigued to see what the upper is like on that one. Because it looks more like an upper. I think I'll like the upper more. But, I mean, you could do that in Nike. The Nike ID, like the Nike by you on the Next Percent already, couldn't you? Is that an always thing, or is that only a sometimes thing? So I'm not sure. I know it's not like just an upper update. I know there's a little bit of stuff that they did to tweak it a little, but I'm not sure. Mark says, I think the Next Percent 2 isn't coming out to the end of the month, or is it out? I think there was an early release for some today, because I saw some people talking about whether or not they got it. I don't know if it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. On the Nike app. So maybe Nike members. It's free, so everyone should do it if you're interested in that ever. So, you know. Some people said that they got it. Some people said they couldn't. So, yeah. Carrie Smith says, I heard they got rid of the Vaporwave. Yeah, I forget what the new ones cost. It's not called. It's not a knit. But it looks kind of like a knit. But, it's a little bit different, I think. I think it looks very clean. Like, the launch colors are really nice, I think. Abujbara says, have you tried the Nike by you before? I did for my Peg 37s. I think that's the only time that I've ever done it. I've tried other times. I think I've thought about doing it other times, but I never pulling the trigger on it. But for this, the Peg 37s, I did. And I don't know. It's interesting, but unless I really wanted to put a message on the shoe, you can customize the tongue and stuff. It's interesting, but I don't know that I would do it again. The thing that is interesting about it was when they did put it on the Next Percent, because then you could put a different outsole on it. You could put a different upper on it. And so when people put the real fly knit upper on a Next Percent, I thought that was really interesting. And I kind of wish I had done it with they had a tennis ball yellow option. And I'm like, that looks nice. So I kind of regret that I never did that. But I don't know. But it's interesting. It's certainly something that is nice if you want to stand out as well. But I'm also for the shoes that they typically do the Nike by you for, that was a weird sentence. The shoes that typically get put into the Nike by you kind of option are usually shoes that have 15 different color options that get released over the course of a year. And so if I showed up one day to a race with a yellow Meta Racers that look like Onitsuka Tiger, like Kill Bill Onitsuka Tigers, people would be like, whoa, how'd you customize that, right? But if I come up with when I did my Nike by you for my Peg 37s, people were like, hey, can I get a link for that? That one looks nice. So it wasn't clearly a custom. It was just oh, that's just another one. So it's special, but it kind of isn't as well. Martha says, on a completely different note, we watched Hachi a Dog's Tale last night and cried a lot. I know it's been around a long time. Great dog actors. Is that the one with Bill Murray? No, is it? I don't know. Has anyone seen that movie? The one with Bill Murray as a dog? That is a really weird movie. It's like a stop motion animation. Yeah. Rob Van Spouwen said, and then we'll get to the trivia. Whoa, I totally lost track of that again. See, Tuesdays are the day that you guys want to talk about running. And I get distracted from the trivia. Rob says, hi all. Sorry, a bit late. Ran my 5K PB last night. Let's get the real cowbell in it. It's so loud. I have to do it over here. It's so loud. But congratulations, Rob. 5K PB last night. Did the whole thing in heart rate zone 5. Worked really hard for today. Wow. Take the day off and relax. Recover. Oh, Rainrunner says, oh, yeah. That's Isle of Dogs. A totally different movie. Okay. I might have to check out that other one. Hachi at Dog's Tale? Let's see that. Yeah, you know what? I don't know if Hachi at Dog's Tale is animated, but I'm thinking now of the other one, Isle of Dogs. And for whatever reason, I think that animation and cartoons that's made not for children is very confusing. But I also find when they make it like that for adults, it's really compelling. I'm trying to think of what did I watch. I watched a cartoon once as a movie. It was right, I think, when we had, I think this was when we only had one kid. I was watching it. I forget what it's called. And the story is about a guy who lives in a lighthouse. And he's a single dad now. And I think he's Irish or something like that. And his wife ends up... Oh, I don't want to spoil it for people. But all the accents are funny. Not funny, but like different. And so I have a hard time understanding it. I have to like look at subtitles to really understand the whole thing. But that movie was intense. I don't know if people know what I'm talking about. That's a really very basic description. But... it's not up. But like, I'll have to find that one for you. What movie it is? Like the main character's name is Saoirse. It's a name that I've never even heard before. I'll have to find it for you. But that one, I cried in that movie like 3 or 4 times. It was super intense. And maybe it's because I was in like an emotional place. Because like. Parenting and anytime there's a story where the mom is gone but the dad and the kids are there, that always gets me. But anyway, that's that. I'll find the name of that movie for you guys. Joshua Eastwood says, "I'm Irish." Really? Do you say Eastwood like they say Eastwood in Back to the Future 3? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Michael J. Fox goes back in time to like 1860 something in Back to the Future 3, and they're like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "I want to think of like the most tough guy name I can think of, because it's back in 1860 and no one knows what Marty McFly is. And he's been tired of his whole life being like called McFly. I think he's embarrassed of his last name. So he's like, "I'm going to be called Clint Eastwood." And everyone's like, "What kind of dumb name is that?" His ancestors are Irish, and they call him Mr. Eastwood, and they say it in an Irish accent. And I wonder, do you say it like that, Joshua Eastwood? I wonder. All right. Yeah, Eastwood. I hear it. I hear you saying it. Yeah, awesome. Cool. All right. Let's get to some of the trivia for today. Because I actually think I made it more runner related. And I think you guys will have a good time with it. Because we've been talking about breakfast so much. All right. So for the first question for today... Here's the first question about breakfast. And I got this from a 2018 Runner's World UK article. According to them, what's the best pre-run breakfast? I think this one's pretty easy, but it sets up kind of the next question. So that's why I did it. But what they called it was something that I wouldn't call it. But I wonder if that's what you guys call it over there. But yeah, let's see what you guys got. Eric Bensky says bagel. A bagel? A bagel with red hummus and a tin of beans. I think that's what it is. let's see. Rainer says banana. No, it's not banana. Kiefer says Marmite. Nope. Tony Masses has it. Oatmeal. That's the first one. So oatmeal is the one, but in the entire article, they kept calling it porridge. And I was like, is porridge the same thing as oatmeal? Cause then they were like, it's just oats and it's really good. They were like, saying that it's oats are healthy, filling, and 70% carbs, so like it's really good. And I was like, oh, so porridge must just be a different word for oatmeal. I didn't quite understand. It took me a second to like figure that out. David probably says it's Bobo's. How old of a company is Bobo's? I don't think it's that new. It existed probably in 2018, I'm sure. But yeah, look, a lot of you guys got like the actual right word though, porridge. Jody said porridge. Jeff Elliott said porridge. Remy, Carrie. Look, you guys like right in a row. All coming in with porridge, yeah. And then they said second and third place was something that I've never heard of before, muesli. I think I know what muesli is, but I think I also don't know what it is. And then the third was granola. There used to be a cereal called Mueslix in the U.S. I don't know if that's close or not. I don't think that's what it is, but I don't know. Dee Dee says, growing up in Canada, we call it porridge. Really? So like oatmeal, like Quaker Instant Oats, I'm assuming you guys have that in Canada. Like that's porridge. right? So like the thing that you make overnight in the crock pot, that's you guys call that porridge. I'm having a hard time with that. And Ben Y says muesli is like granola without the honey. Yeah, that's not anything at all like what I thought we were talking about with muesli. Because Mueslix was tasty. It was kind of like a compressed, I guess it was kind of like a compressed granola into like these like kind of like cereal chunks, which I kind of actually really liked it, the Mueslix cereal, unless I'm remembering it wrong. Or is it more like, I think it's more like grape nuts, isn't it? I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh, Ben Browning says porridge is also a term for prison. Doing porridge? Really? Now I think you guys are just teasing me. That doesn't sound right, but interesting. Yeah, D says cream of wheat was what we called porridge. Yeah, I'm not sure what cream of wheat is, but one time I remember growing up, and I was probably early high school age, and my mom had bought some cream of wheat, and I just thought that was the most disgusting thing ever. I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's like weird hot baby food. There's no taste to it. It's like the texture is really strange. I don't know. Very strange. Yeah. So, Ben Weiss says, I'm a regular muesli eater. Am I saying it right? Muesli? I think I'm saying it right. Rain Runner says, cream of wheat is so good. I've never heard anyone say that. You're the first person I've ever met that says it. And Jody says, oatmeal is an American? Is it? Oh. I didn't know that. And Inna says, there was a TV show set in a prison called Porridge. Oh, okay. Growing up for me, the only time I ever heard the word porridge was in the story of the Three Bears. What was the name? Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? That's the only time I ever heard the porridge. This one's too hot. This one's too cold. This one is just right. That one, that story, that's the only time I ever heard the word porridge growing up. And I think even now, I don't really use that word all that much. Yeah. See, Chad Run says, I enjoy a good hot dog for breakfast. Really? I mean, I guess lots of people do like to have some sort of meat item for breakfast. Bacon or sausage or something like that. Joshua says, I like scrambled eggs and bacon. There you go. Carrie Smith says, grits are just meh. Yeah, see, like, I like grits. Growing up, I didn't eat them. There's not a lot of grits in New Jersey. Or at least there wasn't in, like, the 90s. But, like, I ate grits for the first time on a work trip. So it was like after I graduated from law school. It was the first time I ate grits. So like, this was probably like 12 or 13 years ago. It was the first time I had it, 2008, 2009. I didn't like them until I tried them with cheese. Then I was like, these are good. This is good. I mean, it's kind of like polenta, right? But like a runnier polenta. Yeah, Jeff Elliott says it sounds weird, but I grew up with grits. Yeah, I like them. I do like grits. I think both grits and polenta are underrated foods. But I also feel like the way that people eat polenta in the U.S. is very different than probably how the rest of the world eats polenta. All right, let's get to question number three. Number two. Oh, we're only on number one. We got to get to number two. So number one, I said second was muesli. Third was granola. Question number two is, what year was granola invented? Anyone know that? I think there's a kind of a funny story related to this. That's why I really like this. Question one was really set up so I can get to this question. In the meantime, let's talk about Joshua's question. The best running gels? I mean, the best ones are Martin. They're expensive and they kind of taste funny, but they really work. And I think that they work. Sorry, there's like something with Velcro stuck to my sock. They work really well. I think a lot of people can take them without gastrointestinal distress. They're a lot expensive, but I think those are the best. Also in the expensive range, ones that I like are Unibed and Humachia. Those are some of my favorites. Also kind of expensive though. Kind of like my budget tier. The ones that I think are the price per unit is pretty good is like Clif, C-L-I-F. Goo makes some good ones. I like the Roctane ones a little bit better. They have a little bit more salt, it seems. And then Science and Sport. Those are the ones that I like. Joshua Martin, M-A-U-R-T-E-N. I think it's a German company. Rain Runner says she likes humid, humid in spring. All right, so let's get to the year. Did no one guess, what was it? Was it 1492? Isn't that the one that you guys always guess? Let's see. We got some close guesses. Tyler Gordon coming with 1870. Let's see, what's the answer that I have? Yeah, that's very close. The answer that I have is, let's see if anyone has it. Luis Becerra came in with 1493. Not quite that old. There we go. There's the 1492. Oh, it was early on. All right. The answer that I have is that granola was invented in 1863 by Dr. Caleb Jackson of Danville, New York. His product was actually called Granula. He made it out of gram flour to serve at his health spa, which I think was a big thing back at that time. And yeah, it's really weird. Gram flour, I feel like, was really also like a superfood, or considered, or like treated like the way we treat superfoods now. So I feel like gram crackers, gram flour was treated like super special back at the time. Now, the product we call granola, although, like, so I said 1863, but granola, spelled that way, like the way we all spell it now, was made by Kellogg, like the cereal guy. He made his granola out of rolled oats and changed the name of it because he didn't want to be accused of copying or stealing the recipe from Caleb Jackson, but his was made out of rolled oats, which is kind of like the granola we eat today, so... I don't have a date for Kellogg's product, but I have a date for Caleb Jackson's granula product. But it was like he would make like a graham cracker, break it up, and then rebake it so it had like that granule consistency. And yeah, the Kellogg that stole that recipe and made his own, or like iterated on his recipe and made the granola, is the same Kellogg that is in like the Best Drunk History episode ever. The Kellogg cereal one. Have you guys ever watched that? That is the best episode, and it's so hilarious. And it's also strangely similar. There's like a History Channel telling of the same story, and when they do like reenactments, that looks, I feel like they almost used the same production crew to make it. It's really weird, because like it's the, like they use a weird same like overly sepia filter. It's just very bizarre. But that episode of Drunk History is probably my favorite one. Yeah. Jeff Ellie says that Kellogg stuff is crazy. Yeah, the story is just ridiculous. And it just makes me think like, man, they had such a weird conception of like health and not just medicine, but like the way that spas were run. But I guess like back in 1863, I mean, we're talking like right immediately after like the Civil War. So like germ theory was still kind of new. You know what I mean? Like washing hands was still like cutting edge technology from a medical perspective. So, you know, it's weird that like they were like, ah, we don't need to wash hands. What for? Imaginary germs? What is that? But you know what'll get, what will cure you? Granula. It's made out of gram flour. You know, what a weird time, right? That would have been such a strange time. And Josh says Tony the Tiger ran the spas. They're great for your miasmas. And Kiefer says, drink some radium potion to get a glow. Wow. These jokes got super nerdy all of a sudden. But I love it. Gotta tell you. Ted and Ruth says, were the Kellogg's religious cranks? I'm not sure. I don't think that they were. Yeah, I don't remember all that part. But yeah. Recycle on Wednesday. Washing hands is still cutting edge technology to some people. That's funny. I made a joke to my wife earlier on that the Venn diagram of people that don't want to wear masks and that don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom because it was just peeing is like just a circle. But that was a joke that I made like a year ago. I don't make those kind of jokes anymore. But yeah. All right. See, what do we got here? Ooh, Mr. Random says, Under Armour Flow is dropping tomorrow in the UK. The hype train is moving. I've been seeing a lot of pictures of it. I saw a blue one, like a white and blue one online today. I think it was on Instagram. Someone had one. That one looked kind of nice. I don't know. I might have to pick up. I think this year I definitely will pick up something Under Armour, but I'm probably going to wait till like the summertime. All right, let's get to the next question. We're going to go back talking more about oats again. And I think you guys have probably noticed, because I think we've already talked about this once too, but what, I mean, oatmeal, I think of oatmeal as sweet. You add honey, you can add like a nut butter. I like it in yogurt with some dried fruit. But what savory Scottish dish uses oats as a, I don't know, main is not the right word, but as a key ingredient? I think you guys know this right away. Yeah, you guys know it right away. Awesome. Ooh, Oren McGowan coming in here says, I don't know if you remember, but the running shoes I ended up choosing for mom is a New Balance FC Prism. I'm not familiar with that one. I'll have to look that one up, Oren. And you know, does she like them? Yeah, have you given them to her yet? Has she tried them out? That's an interesting one. I saw a woman today running in New Balance, not running. I was walking the dog after my run, and I saw a woman walking to the bus stop. The bus stop is right outside her building. And she had something on New Balance that looked like it was as tall as a 1080, but looked like an 880. Now, I know the 1080 version 9 kind of looked that very much as like the description, what I'm describing. But it was something new. And it had this other layer of gray midsole material in it, kind of like a Mizuno like Wave Rider, like the one that has like, it's like jagged. It's got that middle layer of stuff. There's like a Reebok something that also has like that middle layer of something in it. There's like two layers of midsole foam. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. I wanted to ask her, but she'd probably be like, what is this guy doing? This guy's being creepy. Don't talk to me. But I wanted to know what that, but I don't know. I'm like, I think that must not be a running shoe. That must be something in their like casual line or like their gym line or something. But interesting. The FC Prism. I'll have to look that up. C Chad Run says, I really want to try out the new Adidas Terex Speed Ultra Trail shoes. I feel like the Adidas Terex line has been making great looking shoes for a long time. And I just never end up picking them up. I think the weight is the main thing that throws me off, but like they look amazing. Adidas Terex has been using that kind of like zebra print on their shoes. Now they haven't gone full zebra like the Kraft CTM Ultra Carbon, but they've been using that zebra print on their Terex shoes for I think a couple of years. So like it definitely has my attention, but you know, I just don't run in enough trails to really warrant a lot of trail shoes testing. So I have to be a little bit more like specific, I think, with mine. But yeah, you guys got it. Haggis right away. Haggis is definitely, whenever I think of haggis, I've never had haggis. But whenever a lot of you guys had it, whenever I think of haggis, I think, oh, Will Willing says, the Prism is a stability version of the Rebel. Oh, is it? Okay, now I know what you're, now I can envision what you're talking about, the Prism. Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it wasn't the Fresh Foam Moor, that shoe that I saw today. No, I mean, I guess it could have been, but it was a black shoe. I don't think I've seen any Fresh Foam Moors in black yet. Yeah, so with the haggis, the thing that I, yeah, Jeff Ellie said, it's also the only Scottish food we know. It's the only Scottish food that I think I know. Other than, I mean, are Scotch eggs Scottish food? Or is that like something like French fries where it's not really French? I don't know. But for haggis, I think of the movie Armageddon. There's that one guy that when they're interviewing all of Bruce Willis's team to see if they are psychologically fit to go on a space mission to try and save the world by drilling a hole in an asteroid so that they could drop a nuclear weapon in it. And they're trying to see if they're mentally fit for it. And they're interviewing the guy and they're trying to ask him about his childhood. And he just goes on a rant about, let me tell you what food doesn't get enough credit. Haggis. You take all the parts of the animal, put it inside the stomach and boil it. So that's like the only, that's like my only reference of haggis. I mean, other than that and like, you know, internet searches and stuff, but yeah. But I didn't know though, of all the times that I've looked up haggis, I didn't realize oats were in it. That's surprising. Did you guys know that? That oats are in there? I mean, I know, like, the thing that I know is, like, there's stuff in there, and then it's boiled inside, like, the stomach of a sheep, right? And though, although I think what I was reading today is like now it's in some sort of casing that's not necessarily a stomach anymore. But I didn't know that oats were also in there. Guru 2025 says there's brilliant seafood in Scotland. You know, how come that never gets talked about? You would think that for sure there must be, right? But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Paul Kane says Andy's FOD runner doing some new running tops with Scimitar. Very nice. I saw those. Those look fantastic. They look really good. I haven't put in my pre-order yet. But I think there's still time to do in the pre-order. I want to get a singlet. What did he call it? A vest? Was it a vest? He called it a vest? Yeah. I think I'm going to get that. Yeah. Ooh, Remy says, I would encourage folks to do a little research on these shoe companies, what they support, and the groups who support them before making a purchase. New Balance won't get a dime from me. Yeah, well, are you talking about like the, like, who was it? Like a chairman? Like friends with Tom Brady and like, big Trump supporters. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. I forgot about that. That's interesting. All right. Paul Kane said, yes, I ordered the vest. Louis Becerra said, I just wikied haggis. I say pass, no thanks. I mean, don't you think though, Louis, if you were somewhere where they're like, let's say you were with a Scottish person, and they were like, I want you to try this. They do really authentic haggis. Other places say it's haggis, but it's not really. It's just animal parts. This is haggis. This isn't a great example of it. It's a delicacy. I mean, don't you think I would try that? I mean, I don't even eat meat anymore. I mean, I eat fish, so I mean. But I would certainly. That falls into my, you know, social omnivore kind of category. If someone was like, I would like for you to try this. Yeah, I would eat it. Joshua Eastwood said Mr. Eastwood says he loves haggis. He lived in Scotland for a number of years. Oh, interesting. Eric says haggis can't be any worse than a balut egg, and I've had one of those. What is that? Is that what I think it is? I'm not sure. Terrence says the next trivia answer balut. All right. Remy says that New Balance is the official shoe of many neo-Nazi groups. Not my car. Is it really? How did that happen? Jeez, how does like a company end up with that distinction? I mean, are they're not cultivating that, are they? And maybe they are. I don't know. I wasn't aware of that. I'll have to like look that up. Yeah. Rainer says, is the video out of sync or is it just me? What I'm seeing is not out of sync, but maybe it is. All right. Chris Yao says, Latins have a version of that. Mondongo? I've never had that before. Stomach, intestines, and tripe. It can be beef, pork, or goat. Yeah. I mean, I've had tripe before. In the Asian foods, I've eaten tripe. But... are you cooking it in the stomach or in the intestine? I mean, like, well, a sausage is in casing, right? I mean, it's basically kind of like haggis in a way, depending on what's in the sausage, I guess. Yeah. All right. All right. Gary Smith says Mondongo is gross. Now I kind of want to try it. Orin McGowan says, what would you sacrifice in a daily tempo or tempo shoe for weight? Extra padding, comfort, outsole, rubber, etc.? All of those. I mean, for a daily trainer, you know, I think a lot of people are still putting too much outsole rubber on the shoes because I feel like it really interferes with how the midsole does. And then extra padding is definitely, especially the faster the shoe is, the less padding I care about. So like, I think like padded tongues, I'm not a big fan of padded tongues. I know some people have a lot of, like, there's a lot of pressure that's on the top of the foot. I know those bones are very sensitive. There's a lot of nerves there. For a lot of people, they need a lot of that padding, but I feel like some of these shoes are just getting really, really padded. And I feel like to make up for a midsole feel, that's not that great. They just add more stuff on top. you know, around the heel cup, around the tongue. So like, I just feel like get rid of a lot of that, get rid of some of the midsole rubber, and I mean the outsole rubber, and then the midsole shines a little bit more. If you've got a good midsole, let it speak, you know, that's kind of what I'm saying. And so all this other stuff you can get rid of if the midsole is real nice. So that's kind of where I'm thinking about it. All right. Let's get to the next question for trivia. All right, here's some fun ones, and I'll kind of do these kind of quick because we're running out of time, and also they're all related. So, number four. Because we were talking about breakfasts and stuff. I always think about cereal, and how just sugary it is all the time. So let's compare it to something that we all kind of might have an idea or a reference for. So Martin 320, the drink mix, the big one. Because there's Martin 160 and there's Martin 320. The 320 mix, they call it 320 because it has 320 calories and it has 80 grams of carbs. And you're supposed to sip one of those. I think it's like 16 ounces. Is that how much you mix it with? So 16 ounces, 80 grams of carbs, supposed to be taken over the course of an hour. Or it's a great like carb load like the night before kind of drink. How many calories and carbs are in a bowl of Cheerios, like per serving? Any guesses on that in reference to the Martin 320? I think Josh actually knows. Josh is in here, and I think he actually knows because that's really, really, really close. It's almost like exactly right on. Let's see. Ted and Ruth says 670. That's a lot. That's a lot. It's a little bit more than that. I mean, because remember Cheerios, I'm not talking about Honey Nut Cheerios, I'm not talking about chocolate Cheerios, just like the regular, the one that's billed as like heart healthy, the yellow box, like the plain ones that taste kind of like cardboard. I don't really like those that much. What are we talking about for those? Spensome says 220, that's pretty close. Scotty Vernon 150 is also kind of close. Let's see, where did Josh's go? Josh's 160, I think that's the closest one I've seen so far. No, well... Pretty. Both of you guys are pretty. Scotty and Josh are real close. And Marchenko goes, I literally have Cheerios in the pantry right now. Yeah. Everyone says, DV76 says, don't tee off Dr. Josh. Yeah. And Martha says, the originals are 175 calories. Ted and Ruth says, how big is the bowl? Great question. But I'm going off of like the nutritional information on the side of the package, which I want to say is like a half cup. It's a small serving, so like what an adult would eat is probably a little bit more than this. The numbers that I have are 140 calories and 30 grams of carbs, so like it's kind of like a couple pieces of toast basically, I think, right? I mean, if you add milk that changes it depending on whatever your milk is, but yeah, I was surprised by that. Rainer says that the serving is a one cup, and Ryan Polly had it spot on with the carbs though, 29 to 30. Yeah, so like, interesting. Martha says, we always find out that what we eat, quote unquote, serves six. I know, it's like, I'm glad that they finally changed it, where it used to be like Gatorade and like even soda cans used to be two servings, remember? But I mean, there might have been a time where a 12-ounce soda might have been considered two servings, and then like Super Size Me kind of happened, and now like people want 20-ounce sodas. But yeah, so it's like, yeah, 140, Mark Chancoco, confirming, 140 from his cupboard. So here's the question. Yesterday, we talked about, the Monday Mukbang. I was eating that Zone Perfect bar. I forget what it was called. It was called like Fruity something. But I was like, it tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Same question, but how many calories and carbs are in Fruity Pebbles, that cereal, compared to Cheerios? So what do you guys think? So If Cheerios, regular Cheerios, are 140 calories and 30 grams of carbs, what are the calories and carbs in the Fruity Pebbles? Jeff Elliott says, I generally start with two servings as my serving size. Yeah, I feel like I'm usually there. That's kind of like for most stuff. Spence Holmes is like, it's a lot of calories. Brett is in the same spot where he's guessing like 46,000 calories and 3,000 carbs. Spence thinks it's going to be too many. Yeah, you guys are going to be surprised. You guys are going to be real surprised. Yeah, and even this one threw off Josh. And it's something where, like, I checked the results a couple times just to make sure. But the information that I have is that it's almost identical to regular Cheerios. It's 140 calories and 31 grams of carbs. Now, I guess one of the things I didn't check was, is the serving size the same? I'm not sure. But it's mind-boggling to me that they're getting away with at least saying on the nutritional information on the side that nutritionally it's the same as just the regular yellow box, plain-flavored Cheerios. But crazy, huh? Yeah. I wouldn't. Ben Wise says the serving size is one tablespoon. Now I'm gonna have to go check. I'll check on that, and I'll follow up for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But like, I don't know. It says only 31 grams of carbs. So like, I mean, if someone was like, yeah, I got a big race tomorrow, I'm gonna take a Martin 320 before I go to bed. You'd be like, well, that's a good number of sugar. And if someone was like, I got a big race tomorrow, I'm gonna have 2.5 bowls of Fruity Pebbles, you might be like, dude, that's kind of a lot. Are you sure? Right? But like, sugar, just pure, I mean, I know that Martin is very specific, different formulations of types of sugars that are going to be very different than the kinds of sugars that are in Fruity Pebbles, but like, just from a straight grams of carbs context, it's like it's very similar, at least just the numbers that we're talking about. So yeah. Nifty Ninja says serving size equals one pebble. yeah. And where it says one pellet. Sounds even funnier. Yeah. Steven76 says, is nutritional information regulated? I mean, it's highly regulated. That's why all the labels have to look the same. But in terms of like what a serving size has to be, I'm not sure. Like, have you ever looked at the serving size for like Oreos? It's 3. Chips, it's like about, like, sometimes it's like, it's a weird number, like 8 chips or something like that, you know? So, yeah. Who knows? All right, let's get to one bonus question real quick for today. This one was just kind of weird because I was looking up some random other trivia. But it is breakfast related. It's kind of running related because we're talking about Denver, Colorado, running, right? So it's kind of related. So here's a bonus question. No points, no nothing for it. It's just a 6 question. But according to Encyclopedia Britannica online, what Chinese dish is believed to be the predecessor to the Denver omelet? This one was weird. I don't even know where to go with that. But, yeah. It's a weird question, right? But that's what they say. Oh, Martha, how did you know that? Martha knew that, like, right away. Well, probably because you're in Colorado. Is that why? How did you know that? Man, she had it. Mark knew it right away, too. Man, you guys are good. Every time I think I'm going to stump you guys. Everybody knew that. Egg Foo Young is the answer. Wow. Crazy. Where did Martha have it? Here we go. Yeah. Egg Foo Young. I'm not sure I've ever even had that before. I'm not, like, if someone was like, describe what's in Egg Foo Young, I'd be like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'd be like, egg, probably oyster sauce, and then I'd be like, I don't know what else. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it. But the story or the legend is, apparently, that it was a, they wanted to make a sandwich version of it. So it was served in bread. So egg and the ingredients that go in kind of a Denver omelet were put together in a sandwich, which sounds like a delicious sandwich, by the way. But then the bread went away and it just became an omelet. And that's kind of like where it ended up. So weird. Weird. Yeah. All right, Avalon Journey says, how do you get the questions to show up on the screen? I'm using a service called, man, I wish that they were a sponsor. I would love to have them a sponsor because the service isn't cheap. But it's called StreamYard, and I'm on a paid tier because I do this every day. But there's a free tier that's available too, so you can always check it out. But yeah, that's how I get the comments to show up, and I can have questions and stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It makes it really easy to bring in guests as well. And the guests can also see not only the chat, but also the questions that you have on. So it makes it a little bit easier than using like OBS or Zoom or anything like that. So pretty cool. I'm a big fan. All right. Man, you guys got all the questions. You guys did really great with the questions this week, as you guys always do. All right. I think I'm going to leave it there for today. Oh, here's Andy. What's going on, Andy? Andy, before I go, I was just saying, we were just talking about, everyone was talking about how much we like the designs for the new team kit. I'm going to call it the team kit. So I think a lot of people here are pre-ordering the tech tee and also the vest, I think you were calling it. Yeah, so awesome. Very, very awesome. All right, and he says, after our discussion the other week, I have a UK sweet parcel for you. Awesome. I know I owe you an email, but I'll get to you right away. But very cool. I'm looking forward to that very much. All right, I think that's where I'm going to leave it today. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Tomorrow, there may or may not be a video. I'm not sure. It might be just, you know, just one of the kind of like run meditation videos. Maybe one of those. We'll see. I haven't looked at the footage yet today. So maybe a video, maybe not. But I will have another live stream tomorrow afternoon, same time, 3 p.m. Central Time. Hopefully I'll see you there. In the meantime, be safe out there, everybody. Thank you.